Alrighty. Now we're going to do our usual meditation into the workplace. When we get to the workplace, we're going to work with the energy screen. We are going to clear a space, all the places that you've seen crosses or whatever you feel in terms of a place that needs clearing and energy. These are the particular places that each of you are going to work with. Then after that, we're going to continue with the screen and work with a person or a spirit that has departed that you feel needs some kind of aid. We will ask if they need or want the healing. As long as you get a yes, that's fine. If no, go on to your alternate. All right, let's get comfortable. As if we're not already after 6 months, right? All right, feel the weight of your body in the chair. And relax. Inhale slowly through the nose, expand the belly. And let what relaxation be what pushes the air out. Again, inhale through the nose and expand the belly. Relax, let the air out. Once more, inhale through the nose, expand the belly. Let the air out. And then breathe normally. In your mind's eye, step outside of yourself and look at yourself and see a point of white light in the middle of your heart. And as you do, see this point white of white light increase in intensity, strength, focus, and clarity to encompass your heart, your lungs, your chest, your upper back, your lower torso, your legs, your feet, your shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers, your neck, and your head, until you're completely surrounded by clean, clear, energizing, and healing white light. Let's also put our energy balloon in place by inhaling all the energy into the heart and sharply exhaling, putting the energy balloon in place. And everybody has their energy balloon in place for protection and strength. In your mind's eye, if you open your eyes, you see before you your worry box. Place in the box all your worries, cares, concerns, and issues. You won't need them now, and they'll simply get in the way. Do this now, while I wait. Close the lid to your energy conversion box or your worry box. Push the box around behind you, out of sight. As you raise your gaze, you see your workplace. But before we move to our workplace, let's do our 10-point exercise to relax the body. 1. Your mind tells your jaw, the muscles, nerves, and vessels in your jaw, relax, let go. Go limp and sleep. And your jaw obeys. Your mind tells your lips, relax, let go, go limp, and sleep. Your mind tells your cheeks, each cheek, relax, let go limp, and sleep. Your mind tells your eyes, the muscles, nerves, and vessels in your eyes, relax, let go limp. Your mind tells your brow, the wrinkles and furrows in your brow, relax, let go limp, and sleep. 2. Your mind tells the back of your neck and the back of your head, relax, let go limp, and sleep. Your mind tells your scalp, the muscles, nerves, and vessels in your scalp, and your ears, relax, let go limp, and sleep. 3. Now let this relaxation, throughout your face, head, and neck, let this relaxation penetrate inward, inward, inward. So your mind and brain are cool, calm, and relaxed. In your mind's eye, if you look down at your feet, 4, tell your feet, your mind tells your feet, relax, let go, go limp, and sleep. Five, your mind tells your legs, your shins, calves, knees, and thighs, relax, let go, go limp, and sleep. Six, your mind tells your lower torso, your groin, genitals, cheeks, lower abdomen, hips, lower intestines, bladder, let go, go limp, and sleep. Seven, your mind tells the middle of your body, your stomach, kidneys, spleen, pancreas, gallbladder, liver, cross intestine, lower back, let go, go limp, relax, and sleep. Eight, your mind tells your heart, your lungs, your chest, your upper back, all these muscles, nerves, and vessels and organs, relax, let go, go limp, and sleep. Nine, your mind tells your shoulders, your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers, relax, let go limp, and sleep. 10, 10, 10. You're now in the 10 state, where your body is deeply and comfortably asleep, and your mind is bright, awake, and alert. In your mind's eye, as you open your eyes, you see your workplace. Move to your workplace, open the entrance, step through, close the entrance behind you, and move to the center of your workplace. And as you arrive at the center, take a look around to see what has changed, what's remained the same, what's been added, and what's been subtracted. Remember, your workplace is a reflection of your abilities, your tools, and your comforts relative to any inner work that you choose to do. It will grow with you. Move now to the surface containing your energy screen. Take this energy screen, grab it on the top and the bottom, stretch it out to person height. Grab it on either side, stretch it out to person width. Reach down and turn on the energy screen. And as the energy screen comes on and comes into focus, you see a physical area, someplace in your awareness that you've passed or seen or noticed, that has either a cross or some physical difficulty with a particular area. Whether there's been an accident, whether there's been a death, whether there's been just plain difficulty. And this area comes up as a very clear picture on your energy screen. with this picture on focus in front of you. I would like you to be aware of this clean, clear energy, white light bubble around you. As you become aware of your energy shell, I'd like you to take a beam of that white light and focus it from your crown center toward this area on the screen. And as you focus this white light, see this area become totally bathed as you are with this clean, clear, strong, clearing, energizing white light. And as this white light covers the area, it literally grounds out or takes whatever energies, whatever difficulties, whatever hurtful situations are imbued in this area, literally grounds them out, pushes them deep into the earth, and scatters them far away within the earth's core, so that these energies and difficulties and tensions that were on the surface get so minimized and so diluted and so dispersed that they become easily transferable or transmutable by the earth to useful energy for the earth. At the same time, put your attention in your heart center. And from what you know about the heart center generally radiates two colors, green and pink. From your heart center, emanate a channel of pink light from your heart to your energy screen, and see this pink light totally flood this affected area. And as it does, it's almost like this pink light totally flooding this area becomes like a moving cloud. And as it does, this moving cloud rises with any of the leftover vibrations of the area, carrying it away with it. And as this pink light comes up, moves away, it also disperses, thins out. The pink light becomes more and more pale with loving energy, just allowing it to disperse, allowing it to dissipate, allowing the energy to go back to the universe, clearing the space. Now with your imaginary scissors, snip the channel that sends the white light to this area, and your supply of this area ends. And now snip the channel of the pink light that goes to this area on your screen, and your supplying of that energy also ends. Now, with your third eye center, send a beam of deep, dark, indigo blue to your screen to bathe this area. Completely permeate every facet of it, giving your healing, your spiritualizing, your grounding, strength, power, focus to make this area now a healing place for others that may notice. Permeate the area. Use your breath if you need to permeate the area. Also take a beam of gold light from your crown center to your energy screen. Permeate this area with now not only the blue light or the indigo, but with gold light from the love of God. Energize, imbue, bless this energy with all the God force you know how to muster. Lighten its vibration, strengthen its resolve, and its ability to heal. And in doing so, the task of healing this area is no longer in your hands, but taken over by the higher entities, aided by you. In your mind, take out your imaginary scissors, cut the channel of indigo light from your third eye to this area, shutting off your supply to the area. Move your imaginary scissors up, cut off the gold channel of light heading to this area, stopping your supply of this area with energy. Confident and happy that you have contributed to clearing a difficult situation or area, reach out, change the channel to your energy screen as you watch this area fade away off the screen. In your mind's eye, look up, see a channel of white light come down in a clockwise direction. That is from left to right, across the front of you and around you. Coming down around you and through you, washing you clean of anything you might have picked up from this area that you have cleared. Coming down around your ears, your shoulders, your elbows, your hips, your hands, your knees, your feet, and wiping anything that is not self deep into the earth for reuse. And as you become clean and clear, this channel or tube of white light coming down fades in intensity as the necessity for it fades. And you feel clear, energized, focused, ready to do more work. Reach out now and change the energy screen channel to a personal channel. Remember, this channel is person height and person width. And as you change the channel, the person you desire to send healing energy to appears in full form on the screen. As this person appears, and you look in each other's eyes, you ask this person, "Will you receive the healing which I will send to your way to your higher self?" And wait for a reaction. As this person responds, if it's yes, hold and stand by for a moment. For those who received a no, use your alternate spirit, person, or entity. Change the channel and put them on the screen. And ask again, the second person or entity, are you willing to receive the energy, the healing energy, I will be directing in your direction toward your higher self? If this is the no again, repeat the process until you find an entity or person that is willing to receive. Ideally, you want a departed spirit or person. Once you have this entity or person, again become aware of the white light shell surrounding you, and from your crown center, take a beam of white light from your crown center at the energy screen, and bathe this person in clean, clear, energizing, healing, and clearing white light. As you breathe, it serves as a pumping action to send or channel the energy in this person or entity's direction. And as it comes to the person's higher self, that higher self takes this energy and directs it in a fashion that it feels is appropriate for the entity you're sending it to. Watch the reaction. Watch what happens to the light. Remember, the higher self is directing what's happening. You are now only an observer and a director or supplier of the white light. Put your attention in the heart center and send a beam of pink light to your energy screen, to this person, entity, or spirit, and address it to their higher self. And again, this pink light washes over the entire entity or person. And this person's higher self will direct how this pink light or energy will be used. And as you do, more than likely, you will see this person's spirits lift, feel better, become more buoyant, more positive, perhaps more alive. With the white light, will ground out whatever it is that's negative or hurtful. The pink light will raise the vibration of what is left or who is left. As you see the movement of these lights slow, as indicating that they have done what they needed to do, reach for your imaginary scissors, cut the white channel of light from your crown center, terminating your supply of the energy to this person's spirit or energy. Move the scissors down to the heart center and cut the heart center pink light, terminating your supply of this energy to that person, spirit, or entity. Now that this person has been cleared and their vibration has been raised or made more subtle or light, take a beam of indigo blue light from your third eye center to your energy screen. See this person on the screen become totally washed with deep, dark, indigo blue light. And this person's higher self manipulate, change, or redirect this indigo light in any fashion it sees fit that will enhance this person's growth and well-being. Also from the crown center again, see a beam of gold light, God's gold light. Focus on the energy screen and on the person and totally wash over and through this person with God's love and gold light. And you watch the higher self adjust, redirect, and manipulate this gold light in a way that will be best for this spirit or entity to grow and be able to move on in their growth, maturation, and joy and happiness. as you follow your breath, which is the pumping action for supplying this light, the gold light and the indigo light. Watch what happens with the light swirling around and through the entity or person you've chosen to aid. With the help of both of your higher selves. This is the equivalent of prayer. It's sending loving, strengthening, powerful, God-love energy to this being, that they may have the strength and the energy and the wherewithal to increase their awareness, to assist in their growth, and to allow for the letting go or the freedom from past issues that have become limiting or inhibiting to the growth of this person or entity. Your imaginary scissors, move up to the third eye, snip or cut the indigo flow of light from your third eye to this spirit or entity, terminating your supply of this energy. Move the scissors up to the crown center, cut or snip the gold light from your crown center to this spirit or entity, terminating your flow or supply of this energy to this entity. Now, if your eyes have been closed, in your mind's eye, if you open your eyes now, you look at this energy or spirit, catch their eyes, and thank them for allowing you to supply, to aid, to contribute to the well-being of them and yourself. And as you smile and catch their eye, at the same time, reach out and turn off your energy screen, and this person, spirit, or entity slowly fades from your energy screen as it turns off. Grab either side of the energy screen, return it to table width. Grab the top and bottom of the energy screen, return it to table height. Move to the center of your workspace. And as you look up, you see a column of white light come down through you, around you, in a counterclockwise direction, wiping any excess or any energy or accoutrements or debris that is not self to you down past you into the ground. As it moves down and swirls around you in a clockwise direction past your ears, your shoulders, your elbows, your hips, your hands, your feet, pushing the debris deep into the earth, spreading it out, allowing it to get dispersed and diluted so the earth may reuse these bits and particles in its maintenance of the world. As you become more energized and clear, this column of white light coming down around you and through you slowly fades in intensity as your need for it diminishes, as you become fully recharged just like a battery. As this column of white light finally fades to turning off, and you've been fully recharged and cleansed to who and what you are before you started your healing process, You now turn and move to the entrance of your workplace. Before you reach for the entranceway, look behind you, see if anything else has changed, remained the same, been added, or been subtracted. And before you exit, and before we return to our room through our 10-point count, realize that you are number one. Be fully energized, recharged, feel relaxed, rejuvenated. All of your senses will be working cleanly, sharply, and accurately. Two, you will remember everything that you have done, seen, felt, heard, tasted, or sensed. Reach for the entrance, step out of your workplace, close the entrance behind you, start to move away from your workplace. As we begin our count back to waking consciousness, 10. Inhale more deeply, that is, take in more air. 9. Wiggle your fingers. 8. Wiggle your toes. 7. Roll your head and neck on your shoulders, first one way, and then the other way. 6. Roll your shoulders, first one way, and then the other way. 5. Turn your body in your chair so you feel the weight of your body back on the chair. 4. Inhale more deeply, that is, take in more air. 3. 2. 1. You're back in the room. Open the eyes when you feel comfortable.
When I looked on my screen, because I wasn't getting good enough view, I felt compelled to step through it and into an environment that was more comfortable.
Okay.
That I remember that person, so I could see them perhaps more clearly. Is that okay?
Sure. As long as you didn't take them on.
No.
You just walked in the environment to feel better. Because
yeah,
remember
just
when
to
you
grasp it.
Sure, because when you do your past life journey, you step through and
true.
Go to a different environment.
Okay.
I put a relative on the screen. He died of he was drunk and got hit by a car right on his head. He didn't want to get a healing, you know.
Didn't want to,
you know, I couldn't see him, you know, like I was blocked. And then when I asked for his brother, who also got killed, I mean he died. He passed away, he was sick. And he did accept it.
Good.
But that one was good. He was very curious that this guy didn't find
pharmacy. Maybe something for you to kind of meditate on a little bit, to kind of understand maybe he needed to learn something.
That's what, you know, I was referring to that. I went back with what you said, you know, maybe that's a lesson that he needs to learn or something.
Well, maybe he's already learned the lesson, and he's already moved on, and maybe he wanted to pass it on to the brother.
That could be.
Mm. You know, you don't have no way of knowing.
I couldn't.
What you might want to do is at some point go back to into meditation, bring him up on the energy screen and ask him why. At least for your own edification.
Right, right.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, I mean, it worked for me. There's something that's been happening this week. It's like almost like I'm just, when I'm meditating, you're saying, and you go like down, and it's like it's not even a down, it's like a down, it's like, and, it's like and I find myself jerking in my chair, and I'm like, and that's not happening.
It's become a lot easier.
Because when you say down, it's like, I mean, it's like almost like it reminds me of the plane turbulence. You know, all of a sudden you're flying, all of a sudden you catch your stomach. That's how I feel. It's like, then my mind starts worrying. Oh my gosh. You know, the turbulence. What's going on? Am I thinking about the plane? Because that's exactly what it reminded me of. Yeah.
So you're learning to relax, Carl.
Really deep.
Good.
Deep.
It feels like a practice, like going into a slot. Just
snapping in.
Snapping in. Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of like a, almost like a Lego. You're on the board, and they push
right.
You.
Right. Yeah.
And you connect it. And then you keep talking.
That's
and
great.
Then I go to another Lego, and it's like, it pushed it down. And that's the way it just kept going.
Yeah,
how's
great.
That going to work for you?
Once I get comfortable with the feeling, but then the first, I mean, I'm literally like, wait a minute. What the hell just happened? You know, this is what I feel. What just happened?
So that also, and I counted 8 times. But I did that during this meditation. Jerked. Only every time instead of going down, I felt like I was going up.
Well, that's symptomatic of being out of the body and then falling back in.
Right.
And that made sense in this meditation because the first part of it, John took us out to heal a geographical area. And to do that, we left our bodies and went there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and when you did it earlier with the same with the dropping,
right.
Then I was up with my guides, and you say, okay, now you know, stay up here, but go back down, let your feet. It's like I left a video phone up, but kept the receiver in my hand. And
okay.
Just like it sitting up at the top.
Whatever it takes to maintain the connection, that's fine.
So it's like, okay.
It's a symbolism for you that tells you, yeah, you're still connected.
That was the first time that had happened, where usually I just kind of feel like my head's still there.
Right.
This time it's like, I just bring the phone with me.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how did you feel with the different kinds of light? I mean, with the pink and the white, what did you feel in terms of the clearing that you were working with?
I could really feel when we cut them. It was like...
Like a snap back?
Yeah, it was like boom. Jelly
like
or something.
Burst.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. But there was a definite sense of closure or finishing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and with the blue or the gold, anything interesting that pops up with that?
The gold was new for me. It instead of acting like any other light, which would just bathe, it sparkled, almost like in Disney animation.
Good.
It was a more magical, mystical sort of.
Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of light.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah, that's good.
And before you said gold, I had already seen gold light coming through, and it's like, and then I was thinking to myself, no, I'm not supposed to, and gold like the higher, you know, and it's like, no, I'm not seeing gold, it's blue, and I'm like spray painting blue, but it's that blue, I'm doing your blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I'm still, this gold
so
is shining through
you.
Here, and I'm like, what is this gold here? And then you said gold, and it's like, thank God he said gold, because I was seeing gold. So I don't, if I was connecting to you or if it was just instantly happening because of the energy in the room, did the gold come through?
Good.
I don't know.
Hold the thought for a minute. One of the reasons I like to use the gold is because it's not one of the chakra colors. It's quite evident that it's coming from someplace else. And it makes it quite evident to you that you are not emanating it, but you're channeling it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So
it's not you doing the healing. You're just supplying the energy. The energy is getting directed to the space and the client to be used as the earth needs to clear the area and as the client's higher self needs to clear or work or energize the client or the spirit.
So there was several times through the meditation I completely lost you.
Okay.
And it was like I was so busy, kind of.
Good.
And then that's when the gold come through, and then that's when you come back. I heard gold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, there's gold here. And then I said, you said gold. I was like, I said gold because I've got So that is a channel
right.
that is coming through, and that gold light was coming through as I was busy with the other color.
And we all were plugged into the same channel.
Because that was definitely a different, kind of a...
Now, what do you think the blue light did? I'm curious as to what your perception
might
be.
I felt very calm with the blue light. I felt there was... It wasn't that frigid little, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm driving down the road as I'm feeling this, and it's like that frigid, then the blue just, it was almost almost like a calm wave just kind of.
And then solidified in the sense of being a lot stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was the idea for both. The pink and the white is there to energize, to clear, to help. The pink is always a vibration that lifts. So I use the white to ground out whatever is attached, if you will. And then the pink light, that whatever was left, obviously, is not going to be grounded out. Then maybe the necessity was for it to be spiritualized or become more subtle. After the two clearing, cut your channels, then go to the blue. Now you want to, what's left, you want to strengthen that. And if it's necessary for the higher self to use that as a protective bubble for the person, or the spirit that you're healing, that's fine, but you leave it to the higher self. But it is a very powerful energy, the blue light. It is relative to the will center of the third, the throat, and the third eye. Third eye directs psychically where it needs to go, and the throat center powers it. But you are addressing it to the spirit's higher self. In the place, you are literally empowering the area to create a sense of healing for any other person that will come through that area that will notice the cross. In that happening to the person that comes through the area, that raises their vibration, and then as a feeling that they develop, they, through induction, increase and add to the area themselves.
Positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement. It's almost like an encouragement. You kind of give them a little jump start to kind of also contribute, because they feel good about it now. Now they're kind of letting go and going with the flow and generating something that can be used by the area. The gold light is just God's love in terms of just kind of being connected, energized, feeling in a good place, general.
It was very different and very deep. I mean, very deep for me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt deeper than I had felt.
In the same sense that you use this to clear an area of an energy that was very difficult, accident place, stress place, whatever it may be, you can do exactly the same process with a chair or a place in a person's home or a place in your home that you want to do work in or you want to meditate in. It's a very powerful tool to kind of clear it, energize it, and then if you want, if it's your space, seal it, like put the energy balloon around it.
It would be an added, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
What color is that?
I'm sorry?
What color is that are you talking about?
Okay, the clearing is the white and the pink.
Okay, I got that.
And then the energizing is the gold and the blue. And then when you put the energy balloon around, normally what we do for protection is we put the blue around because it's such a powerful energy.
Okay.
It's one of strength, one of power. Okay. Any other observations or questions relative to what we did?
Yeah, a lot of... It's almost like Ron was standing over here doing this the entire time. I've never felt that before. It was like...
That was your crown center energy.
Yeah,
somebody was doing
this.
Yeah.
And then also on my arms, like somebody had a feather. And I've not experienced that before in meditation.
Both?
Both arms. Mostly here, to where I actually found myself scratching.
Okay.
But,
so on your right arm, which would be generative,
both
sides. Or sending.
Yeah,
okay. It sounds like you're used to using your hands in healing, Mark, and the energy was traveling down your hands, in your crown, down your hands. Remember, this is a form of healing, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
we have time for those real short little shotgun readings just for practice?
We
can
do that.
I know we're not going to have time for the blindfold billets, but we did do them in an earlier session, so you'll be okay with that. What do you think?
The blindfold what?
We did blindfold billets.
Carl.
Goodness me. Could you leave the head on for the camera, please? Oh, I want to do something to get the camera down.
Where do they go off camera? Then you can play.
I like it, yeah. I'm feeling it right here.
Okay, for Karen, go ahead.
I'm getting a little girl with a lady. Jill, Jan, I'm not sure.
The J name, okay.
Yeah, the lady reminds me of Karen. Her hair is kind of cropped right here, and I'm getting some heat to my face right here. I'm not sure if it's around my eyes, right through here, it just burns.
Maybe it is something of the burning, or maybe that's how they passed.
This is two steps back. She's saying two steps back. It's two steps back. I'm not seeing how she died. I've got, first thing come to me is wreck. I'm not sure if that's a wreck or, but I think her and the little girl is, I don't know if this is the same, but this little girl's like holding her hand, kind of running around. It's like, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Which side of the family, Mom's or Dad's?
I'm saying Dad's. It's Dad's. It's kind of just.
And what's the message?
It all works out. It all works out. It all works out. It's just almost like no big deal. It all works out. And they seem really just full of life. I mean, this little kid is still just jogging. The woman just seems like she's got energy with her, and she's, it all works out. I know. It's don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, that's the same my mother used to say to me all the time. I'm here, don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anything else before we close?
No, that's it.
Cool.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Thank you. Any feedback?
It's good. I have no idea.
Okay.
I really don't know who that was.
The little girl is roughly how old?
She was like 6-7 years old, and I'm getting this kind of pigtail little, jolly little, happy little, bouncy. It would be a girl that I would say, settle down. Myself, because I would just, you know, that she just, but almost like the mom had her hand and she just, like ADD. I mean, my son was that way, just, you know, constantly just full life.
Now, do you think they both passed in the wreck?
I'm getting that they were together. I mean, she's got a whole
lot. What does the mom look like?
She's a thin woman. She had, it wasn't straight. It was more like curly, but it was
short.
Yeah, it
about
was
the same height as yours.
Yeah, about the same length. It's, I'm getting like a pink dress, kind of flowery. I call it the old sofa look. You know, what sofa did you skin to get that dress? Kind of thing.
That's cute.
And I got 50s. I don't know what, I mean, the
either age 50s, or time.
And it seemed with her style and this little girl's hairdo, the little one, I mean, like the 50s.
Okay, so you got your homework cut out for you. You want to look for a woman who had a little girl that may have passed in a wreck together.
What I'm inclined to think, when you were a young little kid, did you ever wear your hair in pigtails?
Very rarely.
Okay. Check who died in a car wreck. What woman died in a car wreck when you were around 6 or 7 years old?
I have no recollection of ever hearing anything about anything like that. And there's really nobody to ask, unfortunately.
Mm.
I mean, I have a friend who died in a car wreck, and she was a very small, you know, stature person, but she was like 30 years old. But he's saying two steps back, 50s, and that, you know.
No, but the one really? That was the one that was 30 years old, does she have a young child?
No, she had no
so
children.
So let her out. Okay.
Yeah, and when you said Jan, see, her name was Lana. But see, the rest of it didn't fit, so I, you know.
Yeah.
Well, research it, see what you come up with.
Okay, your turn.
No pressure here.
No pressure at all.
Not at all.
Just be yourself.
Go!
This is beat the clock.
It is. It's terrifying.
It is.
Okay, we're looking at Javier. Who do we have?
Okay. I'm getting a female.
One. Two. Steps back.
Okay. About that tall.
Mm-hmm.
Brown or green eyes, I'm not sure. Dark hair, I'm seeing.
Which side of the family, mom or dad?
I want to say father.
Okay. Grandmother on dad's side.
Kind of stout, I'm getting. Not obese, but, you know, stout. I think she might have had a problem with her leg, but I'm not sure. I'm feeling something.
See any names? Any initials?
I got a T at first.
Got any message? Is she doing anything that could be symbolic of something she wants to pass along?
You know how she died?
Getting something up here.
Around the stomach or the heart?
It could be, it's higher up, I think.
Okay. A message?
You're very good at what you do. You've made the right choices. I think there's might be a male with her. I think a little younger. Thick hair, dark. Kind of holding her hand.
Any message from him?
I think I'm getting a miss you type thing, or maybe it's you miss him. I'm not sure. There's a...
Interesting.
She smoke? Does she smoke?
Yeah, I think
I got her answer.
But she did. And she does smoke.
Yeah, I sort of got her like, oh.
Best moment of the whole 6 months.
Yeah. All right, anything before we close?
She's wearing a necklace, some kind of a necklace, and she's got a dress on that's kind of scooped neck, and then you can see the necklace here. And glasses sometimes. I'm not sure if it's all the time or not. They look wire rimmed to me. Mm-hmm. And sort of salt and pepper hair. Well, the dark hair, but now I'm getting sort of salt and pepper in it. So that's weird because I got dark hair totally at first, and now I'm getting salt and pepper.
Yeah, maybe he knew her and Doe both times.
Hmm.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, it's very good. She hit it right on. That was excellent. That's my grandmother on my father's side. She is the only person in the family who's got blue eyes. And you say she had like a green or brown eyes, but she had blue eyes.
Oh, okay.
And she was short, you know, pretty much the way. She had kind of a silver hair. She wore glasses, you know, once in a while. I hang around with her until I was probably, I was probably 14 years old, you know, so I didn't get to see her too very much. She is, she used to smoke a lot. And when she passed away, she was smoking. And I think she died of lung cancer.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it was
true.
Very good. And actually she smoked, you know, when you cough, that's it, you know. What else? The gentleman was next to her, that was my father's brother. He passed away very young, you know. They used to live in the hills, in the mountains in the center of Colombia, very cold. So there was an avalanche, so he got trapped by one big piece of wood just fell right on him, and it killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have been him, you know. I miss that guy, so I never met the guy, you know. I never met him. So I always asked my daddy, I said, hey, no, I never met your brother. You know, he was older than myself. I said, yeah, well, I kind of missed the guy, you know. How was it? You know, he doesn't even got pictures of him or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that was very neat, you know, very neat.
Very good.
That was very good. And my grandmother never comes up. It's the first time I got my grandmother on my father's side.
Mm-hmm.
I usually get my grandmother on my mother's side. So
right.
That was great. Thank you. That's good.
Good.
I like the message too.
Lisa,
that's
let's good. Go.
No pressure there either.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Okay, we're wrong. Incoming.
Yeah. The guy. Not family. Friend. A little taller than I am. He's got brown curly hair. Dark brown eyes. Stocky. Not fat. That's like. Green clothes.
Green clothes?
Green clothes.
Okay.
Green shirt, green pants.
Name?
Mike. Very good name. Something sounds like Mike's. Holding like a gun. Big gun. Somebody that was close to you like a brother, but not a blood brother, but somebody that you would consider a brother. Someone that you're very, very close to. And he's showing holes in the ground, big holes. Lots of chaos, lots of people running around. Needing to be there, not feeling like he was there.
We got a message.
It's like
beginning.
Okay, good.
Good.
Thank you.
I had a moment.
Oh.
I couldn't hear
it. We had a landing?
Got me.
Monkey.
Monkey?
Not Mike, monkey.
The
okay.
M-E.
So somebody you connected with. Obviously in the service?
Yeah. He touched me.
Okay.
Very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, come back in here and sit down, girl. Don't go hiding those tears. Show everybody.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
They're actually, what happened here is that, remember, we have several very, very powerful empaths in the room. Okay, well, two of them connected during this reading. And what happened is, as he began to experience the emotion, she began to reflect and feel that emotion. And it became much more difficult to get the information, didn't it? Because as you bought into his emotion, you were losing your channel, okay? It was almost like she was trying to get out that last little bit of information because she knew the door was going to shut. Mm-hmm. And that was good for you to feel that, because that's exactly what happened. Now, what could she have done that would have cut her free from that emotion? And this is very important, because what was happening as he responded and very quietly began to feel the emotion, and believe me, if this had been one of the rest of us who are less empathic reading him, we wouldn't have even noticed. We would have kept on with our reading, he would have got control of his emotion, and nobody would ever even have known that he had a reaction. What happened is, as he emitted emotion, and Lisa's empathy hooked in and returned that emotion, they began an emotional loop, and one fed the other. Do you see how that happens? Mm-hmm. If you do that in your readings, in a one-on-one session, you're going to limit the information you can get, because as soon as that emotional link starts, your channel shuts. In a gallery session, it's going to start a major loop, because do you see how emotional all of us started to feel?
Mm-hmm.
And before long, you've pulled your entire group into the emotion of that moment, and now you're no longer able to read through channel. You're only going to be able to read people empathically, which isn't the real reading. If that does happen, I'm not saying it'll never happen again. It could happen to anybody, Lisa. So it was actually a good example. Okay? But if that should happen, what you need to do is, as soon as that reading is done, say, let's everybody take a break. Disperse the energy. Let everybody calm down, chill out. And meanwhile, on that break, you'll have an opportunity, depending on how you're related to the person you were just emotionally linked to talk with them privately, calm them down, and either let them leave because they're done with the session, or let them continue and just kind of sit in the corner and listen, depending on how they can handle it. But you will come up with some real emotional things in mediumship, and it's important to recognize it, but not to buy into it for exactly this reason.
Recognize it as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is, the minute I started to feel the wash, which is what happens, you get a wash of emotion,
mm-hmm.
I turn around and walk around the other way.
Yes.
That forces me to take my solar plexus and my third eye, turn it away from the person I'm reading, and forces me back into channel.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm going to pick on you again, Lisa, but you're such a good example. From the point of view of the medium who bought into that, how do you feel right now, Lisa?
Very emotional.
Sort of gut punched?
Yeah, pretty much. Very
sort of like out of breath? Do you feel like you have energy to go and do another reading? Wiped you right out, didn't it? Okay, now you understand the reason for the strict maintenance of that channel. Okay? Now, do you want to share any feedback or just leave it at this?
Okay.
And that's another issue, too. There are times, if those of you who are paying attention to me would have seen me go like this to John. That's a basketball time sign.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know something of Ron's background. And the instant she hit on that name, I said, terminate the reading. we all have certain issues that are very emotional. Remember I told you a long time ago about the well-known medium that had, I identified a child who'd been raped at 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and probably should not have done that reading in front of a group. Here was another one. Okay? And you really have to be fine-tuned, and when you see that emotional reaction, kind of check the person out as objectively as you can. And if it's an emotional reaction of release, fine, proceed with it. But if it's an emotional reaction of no, don't go there, terminate that reading and move on to someone else. Or say to the person, if you want to go deeper into this, we can do this privately another time. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, Lisa, thank you for giving us a very good example.
That was good.
The ones I screw up seem to be the best for the groups.
I learned a lot from that.
Thank you for allowing
yes.
it. Yeah. I mean, that was
if that just went lovely, I would have learned nothing.
Yeah. Well. Actually, Ron deserves a hand for allowing that
agree.
To
yeah.
be. You know, at any point, he would have been within his rights to say, Lisa, that's not your business. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, everything we've covered. Anybody have any questions or comments about what we've done? Other than 6 months? No?
Comment is y'all have done an excellent job.
Yes, we have. Thank you.
You have.
We've worked hard, but if it
all
wasn't for the
you.
Teachers, we had.
Well, thank you, Zach. But mm-hmm. all of you have done wonderful.
That's for you.
And you deserve the certificates that
well,
you're getting
you.
Today.
That's for you.
Thank
you
very much.
Yeah, that would
thank
be my
you.
Only comment would be to say thanks for all the growth and the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to everybody else here for
sharing. I mean,
right.
that's a lot
yeah.
of it,
thanks for encouraging me because I like that. <made it. laughs>
<Yeah.
laughs>
mm-hmm.
You did great. And those of you who weren't able to get immediate feedback on your little shotgun readings today, homework. Remember that, especially
yeah,
that's
always homework.
As
yeah.
We can't always get feedback, but as much feedback as you can get.
And I needed this with Ron and Lisa's things there because that's what happened.
Oh, that will happen
weekend.
With everybody, and you do need to know how to handle it.
I couldn't
thank
hear
you.
What was going on. So, you know.
All right, boys and girls, that's a wrap. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
I'll see you.
Wait. I think that.